The Archbishop of St. Louis has imposed an unusual penalty against six Catholic men who he says are in flagrant defiance of church law. The men sit on the board of a self-governing ethnic parish that's been at odds with church authorities over the control of its assets. Matt Sepik of member station KWMU has this update on the struggle at the parish.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is an oddity in the Roman Catholic world. The Polish church has governed itself and managed its own funds by special agreement with the archdiocese since 1891. But Archbishop Raymond Burke says that agreement, modified over the years, now violates canon law. Last year, he demanded the parish turn the reins over to him. When parishioners refused, Burke removed their priest. But board member Bob Zabelski says he never thought it would come to this.
They're going to prohibit me from having any of my sacraments, and that is a very major aspect of a religious person.
On Thursday, the bishop sent notices of interdict to Zabelski and his fellow board members. That means they cannot receive communion or any other Catholic sacraments until they change their position. Archdiocesan spokesman Jamie Allman says the move is meant to show the men the error of their ways.
The interdict is designed not to be a punishment. Rather, it is designed to be medicinal in nature, designed to allow the individuals who are under interdict to, number one, repent, and number two, think about their disunity with the church.
For a Catholic bishop to mete out punishment of any sort is rare. Father John Coughlin teaches canon law at Notre Dame. He says he cannot recall any recent use of interdict by an American bishop.
It's unusual. All of the penalties in church law are designed so that they're used as only a last resort when all other avenues for resolving the difficulty have been exhausted.
Coughlin says interdict is similar to excommunication in that the sacraments are withheld, but it's less severe and can be lifted immediately if the person has a change of heart. But the punishment apparently is having the opposite effect. The board members say they'll stick to their guns. They're considering options including turning the parish into a museum or even abandoning Roman Catholicism altogether and joining the Polish National Catholic Church. It's a decision they are not taking lightly, but they say compromising with the archbishop is now less likely than ever. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.